I'm in the dressing room with composer Detlef Glanert, whose transcriptions of the music of Brahms's last chorale preludes, the Opus 122, is being performed. I think four of them, is it, or just a selection of them?
We do three in Philadelphia, and later on there comes a new one, a fourth one.
Okay, excellent. And these date from, I think, the last year of Brahms's life, do they not?
Yeah, the very last months, and he was able to correct it. And then he died, and it was published, I think, 4 years after his death.
Yeah, I think 1902 or something
that. 5 years later.
These came at a time in his life when he lost a very dear friend. Clara Schumann had died, and then subsequently he was diagnosed with the illness that would take his life. So these preludes almost seem like a summing up of his life.
Absolutely. And he chose, as a good Protestant believer, he chose the most famous choral melodies to describe his sadness in a very disciplined way. And it is a very measured music and very intelligent. It is not a big expression or mourning or shouting or so. It is a sadness what is disciplined by intelligence.
Now, this is not your first time transcribing Brahms's music. The Opus 121 had its American premiere here, San Antonio, I think.
Yes, and some other cities, I think. But the most interesting thing was to make the instrumentation to the four serious songs, the work just before the choral preludes. And this is such a masterwork, both of such masterworks. And so I had to crawl in his style of sound.
The music of Bach is always at the back of his mind, isn't it, with this? You can hear it.
Yes, absolutely. Bach and Handel and also Beethoven. You'll hear that in the instrumentation and a lot of Schumann, but Bach overall.
Yeah, the early masters never seemed to stray away from him, and a lot of people don't know. I don't think it's generally known that he was a respected musicologist during his lifetime.
Yes, and he edited the complete edition of Schumann works together with Clara Schumann, and he helped a lot also with the first Bach edition. He collected also manuscripts, which is quite interesting. He possessed the G minor symphony by Mozart, the manuscript.
Yeah, I heard a joke about that. He claimed to have the clarinet parts, the original clarinet parts, because sometimes you hear it in a version without clarinet.
Well, that could be. I have no information about that, but he was so close to the sources this time, it could absolutely be.
Now, when you approach a piece like this, what are your guidelines? I know you studied with Hans Werner Henze, one of the great 20th century, 21st century composers. Is the organ the guide, or do you go at it from a different perspective?
The first of all, it's the notes itself. And what is the relation, my relationship to the work, what is sounding? And after reflecting about that 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I decided to change nothing. It must be his style. I cannot put my own music to it. So I have to respect what he wrote, because these organ pieces are such masterworks in the contrapuntistic style. For example, the first is made from five little fugues who are all connected. And this is really so masterfully made, and it's really centralized in its own world that is absolutely senseless to add another style to it. So I decided to make an instrumentation in his style, not in our style today, in his style, how he used instruments.
That sounds great. You know, we live in a city here in Philadelphia where we had a conductor famous for his Bach transcriptions, and he routinely used large orchestras. How do you go about it?
I used the typical Brahms orchestra, so two winds and very spare brass. And the use of the brass, very, very spare, only, let's say, natural notes. And a very classical instrumentation, what he got from, I think, Mendelssohn and Beethoven and Schumann, these three gods. And he has a typical thing to double all the woodwinds in octaves, like Beethoven did. This is a very typical Brahms, and doubling the middle voices. And so that was my model, and I learned it by heart, and I tried to be him.
We just mentioned you've done the four serious songs, and I think you've done a couple of other works of his for orchestra. Any other composers that you've worked with by way of transcribing?
Yeah, Schumann. I transcribed some Schumann pieces, but most is Brahms, came very late in my life to discover him. Even when I'm from Hamburg, I discovered him very late in his music. And this was a very, very powerful discovery.
Yeah, I was going to ask what drew you to him specifically, but I don't know if there's really an answer for something like that.
Well, I think you have to be old or an advanced age. When I was young, I was Wagnerian, you know, all shouting music is interesting, super expressionism. But Brahms' music is measured. It is very self-controlled in an intelligent way. And this is something what interests me now.
Yeah, he kind of strikes a balance between the old and the new, doesn't he? As opposed to, say, Wagner or somebody. He stays on that path.
Absolutely. To develop the old masters in his style, and when you look to the choral preludes, they are so chromatic, and the harmonic is so modern that it gives a light to Reger and the later coming organ masters. But the style itself, it could be from Handel or Bach. But not the harmonic. This is absolutely up to date in his time.
Anything else on the horizon as far as new compositions that you can talk about?
Well, I start to do my own things now. There will come a new opera, but this needs some years.
I know you've got some operas in your background already, and I was just kind of curious to what's down there. You've written some symphonies as well, so yeah. Lots of things going on.
Yeah, but opera writing is my central stuff. That is the reason that I became composer. But of course, orchestra writing, chamber music, transcriptions, this is big fun.
Well, we hope you're enjoying your stay here in Philadelphia. You've got a fantastic orchestra to work with.
Absolutely fantastic orchestra, and Yannick is fantastic, and the hall is great. I never heard that hall from inside, and so it's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, he's something of a Brahms fanatic himself, so this concert is very well thought out. I mean, everything is intertwined.
Yes, it's all connected. It's all the spirit of Bach in every piece. Of course, the cantata is, functions like a center, but the Fourth Symphony by Brahms with the Chaconne at the end, and the Passacaglia and the contrapuntistic works in it, that makes a reflection to Bach back. And to the organ pieces.
Well, it all complements each other, and it's going to be a fantastic program, and I thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.